Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The first baseman, Ben Ogilvie. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ray Bear. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting seventh. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Reggie Cleveland. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Horton reaches second base with a double. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Lynn moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a pop-up into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to first for the out. Hobson moves to second. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia misplays the ball. That's an error on Garcia. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stanley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cooper. The throw from Freeman and he is safe. Cooper steals second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeman hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson juggles the ball. That's an error on Hobson. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burleson. Garcia moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ogilvy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillard hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 1, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.